Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The duck boat at the center of that tragedy that left 17 people dead at Table Rock Lake in Missouri has been brought to the surface. 31 people were on the boat when it sank 80 feet to the bottom of the lake. But it's not the first time safety concerns have been raised. Nearly 20 years ago, the National Transportation Safety Board sounded the alarm after 13 people died when a duck boat sank in just 7 minutes in Arkansas. And last year, Stephen Paul sounded his own alarm. He's the owner of Test Drive Technologies Inspection Services in St. Louis. In 2017, he wrote a report for Ripley Entertainment, the company whose boat sank last week. Stephen, welcome to Here and Now. And you inspected boats for the company. What did you tell them?
I warned them that the ducks would not pass federal or Missouri Department of Transportation standards. The first thing that raised a red flag with me was that the exhaust was forward of the passenger compartment, which is a big no-no with commercial vehicles. The exhaust always has to come out behind the passengers.
Why does that matter?
Well, while you're going down the road, if you have exhaust coming out in front of the vehicle, the passengers are going to be exposed to carbon monoxide poisoning. A couple of other small items that I noticed was that the ducks did not have a rear bumper, which Department of Transportation standards require a rear bumper for collision avoidance. And then there was also a height requirement violation with the marker lights along the sides.
I understand you also said that in the case of severe or inclement weather, which of course there was last week, that those boat engines could fail.
That is correct. With the exhaust coming out the front and dipping below the water line, water could get up into that exhaust and then end up cutting that engine off. And some of those ducts, they're housed in what's called a C-box, which is a special airtight box that has the pump and stuff in it. But nonetheless, if the engine's not running, then the duck's not going to be able to pump out its own water.
So was it your opinion that these boats owned by this company were not safe?
Well, the unfortunate thing is that the regulating bodies have not come together to regulate these amphibious vehicles. Department of Transportation doesn't want to have anything to do with them, and the U.S. Coast Guard only knows water, so they don't know how to regulate it on the land. Unfortunately, I think if both regulating bodies had come together and developed some sort of standard for amphibious vehicles specifically and decided who was going to do the inspection on them, these boats would either have been designed differently or not in operation.
I want to play some tape from a survivor of last week's crash, Tia Coleman. 9 members of her family died in this incident, and she said over the weekend that the captain told them they did not have to wear their life vests, even though they were on the boat.
Nobody grabbed them, because we listened to the captain as he told us to stay seated. However, in doing that, when it was time to grab them, it was too late.
When you hear that, what do you think? I mean, would life jackets have made a difference?
I can see that if you had a life jacket on in that craft, that with the canopy and the sides down on it, you're going to be trapped. You're not going to have any way to exit. And the only way to get out was the back of that craft because the windows were still down.
Stephen Paul, owner of Test Drive Technologies Inspection Services in St. Louis. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me on.